This is an AeroNews Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for September 20th. I'm Paul Plack. The U.S. Senate has passed its version of what started as House Resolution 5297, the Small Business Lending Fund Act of 2010. It brings back bonus depreciation on equipment purchases in 2010 that include general aviation aircraft. The Allied Pilots Association has some issues with the FAA's new proposed crew rest rules, especially a change that lengthens by 25% the maximum time which pilots can spend at the controls. UAL says its stockholders have approved the merger of United with Continental Airlines in an all-stock deal. The merger is now expected to close by about October 1st. The Venezuelan government has temporarily suspended the operation of its own airline, Conviasa, pending investigations into protocols and procedures. Boeing has confirmed that the production rate for the next-gen 737 program will increase to 38 per month in the second quarter of 2013. EADS reports its future strategic tanker aircraft, that's the UK Royal Air Force's version of the A330 multi-role tanker transport, completed a successful first flight on Thursday. The GAO says Congress may have substantially overestimated costs for the F-136 jet engine it says it doesn't want. Reports from the Pentagon indicate that two Russian aircraft made low passes over a U.S. Navy frigate in the Barents Sea earlier this month. Marcus Schrenker, already in prison for bailing out of his aircraft to fake his own death, has now pleaded guilty to charges of securities fraud. And AOPA says we could save it from sending lots of junk mail to us if we'd just sign up for auto renewal. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves says the NTSB may be right about the inherent limitations of see and avoid. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.